The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
It's 8 o'clock on Today. Coming up, fame and infamy. Following his death from cancer, we look back at O.J. Simpson's controversial legacy, the impact of the trial of the century, and why people are still so interested. Also ahead, lasting impact. Katie Couric here to tell us about her important new project.
I think it's been a difficult morning to take for people all across the country.
Inside the documentary she's behind, exploring the events around the Oklahoma City bombing. Then, go girl dad. He's the proud father to four girls, gone viral.
I love having girls. I love being a girl dad.
The video he shared now resonating with so many girl dads out there, and the Sweet family will join us live. Plus, reaching new heights. Jason and Travis Kelce taking on new titles, college graduates. All the details on their epic celebration coming up in Pop Start today, Friday, April 12th, 2024.
From Knoxville, Tennessee.
He wants to move away.
From West Hartford, Connecticut.
Hiding my four grandkids.
In Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Annandale, Virginia.
Happy Friday.
From Fishers, Indiana.
Lamar's, Iowa.
Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
Midland, Texas.
And New Orleans.
Sending love to my dad, Mike.
In Bismarck, North Dakota.
In California, go Lancers!
Surprise mom with a trip to the Today Show
for my 70th birthday.
That's a good present. Wow. We are graced by her presence. Happy birthday! So glad to have you celebrating whatever you may be celebrating.
Yeah,
today.
That's a good-looking Friday crowd right there. Looking ahead to next week, guys, we're going to take you inside the journey to restore Notre Dame Cathedral, 5 years after that devastating fire that destroyed its iconic spire and the roof, that historic work nearing completion. Keir Simmons is going to bring us that story live from Paris next week here on Today.
All right, let's get to your news at 8 o'clock. There has been no let up in the destructive spring storms that have been sweeping across the country this week. The extreme weather reached the Northeast overnight with strong winds and heavy downpours. Drivers had to be rescued from high water in parts of Pennsylvania, and thousands are without power this morning. Before the storms headed north, they caused more flooding in Georgia and South Carolina. A tornado touched down in St. Augustine, Florida, and high winds tore the roof off a business in North Carolina. Al, very damaging storms, and that's a messy map behind you.
2 weeks in a row, guys, we've had these severe storms coast to coast, and we got this one finally exiting, but you can see it's a widespread system right now from the Great Lakes into New England, where we have flood watches and warnings. Today, that system will finally lift north into Canada, but windy conditions is going to cause problems all the way back through the Great Lakes. Rain and snow lingering today. We look for upwards of another 1 to 2 inches, but some melting snow in New England will enhance the flooding risk. And here comes the third week in a row we're going to have a coast-to-coast storm. This Pacific storm will approach the California coast today. Most impacts today offshore, but then tomorrow, pockets of really heavy rain for Southern California, snow across the Sierra, and this will continue to push to the east, and that is going to cause some major problems next Monday and Tuesday. Guys?
All right, Al, thank you so much. The House is expected to vote today on a bill that would extend U.S. authority to spy on foreigners who are located abroad without a search warrant. A national security official says the program is essential for gathering intelligence and fighting terrorism. The House will also vote on an amendment that would require a warrant if the government wants to review information on U.S. citizens gathered during foreign investigations. A number of conservatives who had blocked the measure on Wednesday dropped their opposition after changes were made yesterday.
Kansas City Chiefs receiver Rashee Rice turned himself into police yesterday in connection with his role in a high-speed crash in Dallas last month. The 23-year-old was taken to jail and later released on bond. He's facing charges of aggravated assault. Police say Rice was among a group that was driving a Corvette and a Lamborghini at high speeds when the drivers lost control, causing a chain reaction crash. Rice apologized on Instagram last week, saying, in part, "I take full responsibility for my part in this matter. I sincerely apologize to everyone impacted in Saturday's accident."
Well, now to the shocking case involving Los Angeles Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani. Federal authorities have charged his former interpreter with bank fraud and accused him of stealing $16 million from Ohtani to pay for illegal gambling bets. NBC's Liz Kreutz joins us from Los Angeles with details this morning. Hi, Liz. Good morning to you.
Hey, Savannah. Good morning. This is a staggering amount of money we're talking about. According to federal prosecutors, Ipe Misuhara acted as Ohtani's de facto manager and was able to steal millions from one of Ohtani's bank accounts to feed what they call his insatiable appetite for sports betting. And they say there's no evidence baseball's biggest star was aware of any of it.
Mr. Ohtani is considered a victim in this case.
Authorities are calling it fraud on a massive scale. Ipe Misuhara, the former interpreter and confidant for Shohei Ohtani, accused of stealing $16 million from the baseball superstar, nearly four times the amount initially reported, in order to pay for mounting illegal sports bets.
Mr. Misuhara used and abused that position of trust in order to take advantage of Mr. Ohtani.
Federal prosecutors say Misuhara used a bank account he had helped Ohtani set up when Ohtani first moved to the U.S. Authorities say the translator then impersonated Ohtani to convince banks to approve wire transfers.
Misuhara spoke with bank employees, lied to them about being Mr. Ohtani.
According to the criminal complaint, from December 2021 until January 2024, Misuhara placed 19,000 bets, averaging 25 a day, with an illegal bookmaker. The wagers, which were never made on baseball, ranged from $10 to $160,000, with Ipe racking up more than $40 million in losses.
But occasionally he would win. That money did not go to any account owned by Mr. Ohtani. That money would go to an account that was personally owned by Mr. Misuhara.
The stunning allegations stem from an ongoing federal investigation into an illegal gambling operation where Ohtani's name surfaced. The Dodgers star recently told reporters through a new translator that he was duped by his friend.
I'm very saddened and shocked that someone who I'm trusted has done this.
Text messages obtained by prosecutors show Misuhara messaging with a bookie 3 weeks ago, right after the story first broke. Referring to Ohtani, the bookmaker says, "Obviously you didn't steal from him," to which Misuhara responds, "Technically, I did steal from him. It's all over for me."
Now, neither Ohtani, the Dodgers, or Misuhara have commented on the federal charges. Prosecutors say Misuhara is expected to turn himself in today. He'll appear in federal court later this afternoon here in Los Angeles. If convicted, he could face up to 30 years in prison. Savannah.
All right, Liz Kreutz, thank you very much.
All right.
Still ahead, Katie Couric, right here, back where she belongs in Studio 1A this morning. We're going to catch up with Katie, talk about the fascinating new project she spent years working on, about to unveil.
First, though, from the trial of the century to 30 years of pop culture references, we're going to break down the lasting fascination that still surrounds O.J. Simpson. We'll do that right after this.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We are back with more on the death of O.J. Simpson and his place in pop culture.
For better or for worse, he was a fixture on television for decades.
NBC's Joe Fryer is here with more on that part of the story. Hi, Joe. Good morning.
Hey there, Hoda. Savannah, good morning. Those who knew O.J. Simpson, especially early in his career, say what he craved, what he yearned for, was fame. And he had it. TV, movies, commercials. But that fame was eventually eclipsed by infamy, a troubling legacy that has fascinated the public for generations.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder.
It was known as the trial of the 20th century, yet it still echoes in the 21st. In fact, 2016 was dubbed the year of O.J., with an Emmy-winning series on FX introducing the case to a new generation. The People versus O.J. Simpson dramatized the murder trial, and even the real-life players were enthralled, like prosecutor Marcia Clark speaking with Savannah.
How would you describe it?
I couldn't resist. So I watch it with friends, and I kind of try and pull myself out of the "it's not me."
That same year brought an Oscar-winning documentary on ESPN, O.J., Made in America, proof the fallen football star's story remained a topic of fascination.
It's just one of those stories that you can't look away from and you can't not formulate an opinion on.
Simpson was long connected to the biggest family in pop culture today, the Kardashians. Kim's mom, Kris, was close friends with Nicole Brown, while her late dad, Robert, was part of Simpson's defense dream team. Kim, a teen during the trial, opened up to David Letterman.
It kind of tore our family apart, I'd say, for the whole time of the trial.
Long before the trial, Simpson became a pop culture fixture in a good way. His Hall of Fame football career led to commercials and roles in movies, including the Naked Gun films.
Man, this was one hell of an explosion.
Then in the 90s, his trial fueled breathless round-the-clock coverage, boosting networks like Core TV. His acquittal became fodder for comedy shows like Saturday Night Live.
It is finally official. Murder is legal in the state of California.
Oh, wouldn't you know it? It won't fit. Well, how hot can it be?
And years later, Family Guy.
Oh, ow, ow, ow!
Simpson did not shy away from the attention. In 2006, he starred in a prank show called Juiced and co-authored a book titled If I Did It, billed as a hypothetical account of the murders. Facing backlash, the publisher canceled it, but Ron Goldman's family won the rights to the book, selling it with the subtitle Confessions of the Killer. It was a bestseller and a reminder of O.J. Simpson's enduring notoriety. Now, many of us had conversations yesterday recounting where we were for two key moments in U.S. history that centered on O.J. Simpson, the White Bronco chase and the verdict. Back in 1994, nearly 100 million people watched that Bronco chase. The next year, about 150 million viewers gathered around their TVs for the verdict. Savannah and Hoda.
Joe, thank you. We remember it well. Jim Murray is with us. He remembers as well. He covered the Simpson trial extensively for CNN, currently the chief correspondent for Inside Edition. Jim, good morning. I remember watching you. We remember seeing you on this gavel-to-gavel coverage. What went through your mind when you heard yesterday that O.J. Simpson had passed?
It just brought back so many memories. That trial consumed not just my life, but the national psyche. I couldn't go anywhere without people asking me about it because we at CNN were covering it gavel to gavel, as you mentioned, and only Core TV and CNN were on 24/7 at that time. There was no MSNBC. There was no Fox News. Frankly, there was no social media. Think back, there was no Gmail. This was everything. And it, in many ways, it kind of ushered in the beginning of reality TV. I know that sounds crazy, but this trial had it all. It had celebrity, it had sex, it had betrayal, it had race, it had murder, and it really ushered in this true crime coverage.
Well, you actually have a very unique perspective. Not only did you cover it, but you actually saw Nicole and OJ the day before the killings. Is that right?
The day of the killings, actually. Our daughters were in the same dance school, and as I had the year before, I saw OJ and I saw Nicole Brown Simpson because their daughter was performing along with my daughter and other kids. And no matter where OJ went back then, you have to remember, he was beloved. People would say, "Juice, how you doing? OJ, how are you?" He couldn't go anywhere without people revering him. And, you know, I just have to say, I'm reminded not just of OJ, but also of these two victims, because you've got two victims who had justice denied for them and for their families. So you really can't go far without thinking about them as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. To underscore that point, no question about it. So, Jim, as you look on it now and you look at OJ in the later years and how he chose to spend his later years, what do you make of that?
You know, it's frustrating, I know, because for so much of the country, he's a pariah, but he still clung to this sense that he was beloved and wanted to be loved. He wanted that fame. And so he would use social media to espouse his views on sports and politics. And he never regained that, obviously. His life will be marred by this tragedy. He will not be remembered as a football great, but likely as a double murderer.
All right. Well, Jim Murray, thank you for spending some time with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim.
My pleasure.
Mr. Roker, over to you.
Hey, good morning, guys. We're looking at strong storms moving into California, Pacific Northwest later this weekend. Mild in the Rockies from the southwest all the way to the plains. Windy and rainy around the Great Lakes. Sunny skies through the Gulf on into the southeast. And that is your latest weather. Best time of the morning.
Let's get to it. And so much, including breaking news. We'll get to that. A little preview of HOTA's podcast coming up. Don't tune out, everybody. But it will start with the Kelce brothers. Yesterday, they returned to their alma mater, the University of Cincinnati, to record a live episode of their hit podcast, New Heights, presented by Wave Sports and Entertainment. They did it in front of thousands of fans, and they were joined by special guests, including football stars Joe Burrow, Orlando Brown Jr., and Desmond Ridder. Plus, the show wrapped up with a surprise graduation ceremony, the UC president finally giving both Kelce brothers their diploma, since Jason and Travis missed their ceremonies when they were students. Next up, Jimmy Fallon and Meghan Trainor. The two have collaborated on a new song for Jerry Seinfeld's Pop-Tart movie, Unfrosted. The track is called, what else? Sweet Morning Heat.
That's called a Bop-Tart.
Yeah.
That little hit song right there. Ooh. You know why it's good?
Why? What?
Mark Ronson's behind it. You know who wrote the lyrics? Who? Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. Unfrosted starts streaming on May 3rd. On Netflix, M Train and Fallon on that one. Next up, Eminem, will the real Slim Shady stands please stand up? The 15-time Grammy winner calling on his biggest fans for a new documentary produced by M and Shady Films. The legendary rapper, whose real name, of course, is Marshall Mathers, posted on X this week asking followers to fill out a fan survey for an untitled film project. Stan, of course, if you don't know, comes from Slim Shady's 2000 hit that's gone down in sort of slang history, meaning somebody who's a super, super fan, maybe too much of a fan. We'll keep our eyes posted on that one the future here on Popstar. Next up, this is breaking news. The Golden Bachelor, the first couple from The Bachelor's latest franchise, have just announced they have split.
Who would have seen that coming?
Jerry Turner and Teresa Nis love story already comes to an end. The couple who fell in love last fall before tying the knot earlier this year announced this morning the news. Now a Golden Bachelorette is in the works.
Of course.
We're hoping that she has better luck.
That was fast.
I was going to show old people can be just as stupid.
Well, you said it, Al. So poignant on the heels of a breakup. Thanks, Uncle Al. Next up, they'll feel better now. Alicia Keys. Today she's dropping a music video for Kaleidoscope. It's an original song from a Broadway musical, Hell's Kitchen. The track features vocals from Keys, on star stage Malia Joy Moon, and the Broadway cast of the show. It's next Saturday is when it opens. But we should find a date.
Let's go.
We should
go.
Let's go. Support Alicia.
Control.
That would be fun. Setting it up.
Plus, the Grammy winner's latest sit down. She sat down with Willie Geist this weekend. You can watch that on Sunday. Today, and during the chat, Alicia talked about how she landed the perfect stage name.
Did your dream begin when you first sat in front of a piano at 7 years old?
Yeah, because I was able to unlock a world that I had no idea what it was going to be able to, what doors it would be able to take me through. And I mean, that's the reason why I chose Keys for my last name, because I played the keys and the piano keys, but because they opened doors.
That's cool. You can catch more of that great chat Sunday today with our buddy Willie Geist. Yeah, I think we should go to that. We love Alicia. Finally, a brand new episode, Hoda Making Space. You can scan the QR code at the bottom of your screen. This week's guest is the great former quarterback, your friend Drew Brees. Tell me about it.
I mean, he's great. First of all, we just saw him in New Orleans. Yeah. We were just down there. He's amazing. He defines repotting. It's like all these great athletes like Serena and him and Tom Brady who are pulling themselves up by the roots and going like, where am I going now? Where am I going now? So Drew talks about what it's like to be in love with something so much you don't think you can live without it and how you can and how he's flourishing and growing. He's got businesses. He's coaching. He's doing a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, it cost half our budget, but we were able to license a little clip there.
So when you want to make space for yourself, you want to take some time that's just for you. No kids, no coaching, no nothing, no play. What would that look like for you?
That's a great question. You know, honestly, like if you said, what do I enjoy the most? I enjoy just watching my kids play. I mean, just being a dad and just being able to watch them and observe them. And
you can listen to the latest episode there of Making Space with our friend Hoda Kotb there wherever you get your podcast. Follow new episodes every single Wednesday. That one, a good one.
That's a good one.
With
yep. I'm here
for
that
guys.
Leather Hoda. That's really
cool. I know.
I got it for you.
Good.
I got you.
Leather head to toe. It's leather weather. Just ahead, the man on an inspiring mission to show the world just how amazing it is to be a girl dad. We cannot wait to chat with the entire family. It's Ladies Morning plus Dad.
Stopping by to say hey. Got Katie Couric. She's back at her old stomping grounds.
Woo! Wow, look at that.
Katie never left.
Katie.
When is some more? Cut it out.
We're gonna talk to Katie in just a little bit.
On the Mount Rushmore of the Today Show.
Oh, yes, you are.
Over here. You look like Mount Rushmore.
Stop. All right, guys, have you seen this viral video? A father standing up for his daughters and girl dads everywhere. His message is really inspiring for a lot of families, including his own, and we cannot wait to share their story.
Cool. By the way, coming up in just a few minutes on the third hour, it's Star Power times three. Dennis Quaid, Cheech Marin, and Jay Hernandez all stopping by to tell us about their really inspiring new movie. It's actually based on a true story.
Cool. Looking forward to that. And guys, get excited. We're going to be marking a big milestone next week here on Today. 100 days until Paris.
Wow. Can you believe it? The game's almost here. Well, we're going to celebrate with some amazing Team USA athletes and hopefuls who will be visiting us. We're going to turn this place into Paris on the Plaza. Oh. And we'll check in on the final preparations for the outrageous City of Light and how people there are getting set to host the world.
You missed that?
Katie, that thing changed. Changes, right?
By the way, I feel so short. What the hell?
There you go. That's it. This is where you live, right here.
They put a new height requirement on this job.
Apparently. You guys have been eating your Wheaties or something.
We can't go on the rides at the amusement park.
I know, exactly.
Before you do the weather, will you give a happy birthday to this young lady right here?
Oh,
she turned 60.
Wow.
60 years old.
Hey. There you go. What's your name?
Leon.
Leon, well, happy birthday. And you know what? We got a bunch of people here getting ready to turn 70. Who's turning 70? This nice lady's turning 70.
Yes.
What's your name?
Susie.
And somebody over here is turning 70. Over here is your 70. Dennis Quaid is going to be turning 70. He's going to be on the third
hour. What's happening?
Watch the 70. What's going on? That's what's going on. She's going to win. The weekend outlook tomorrow. Nice day throughout much of the country, although big storm coming into the west. Then Sunday, we are looking at strong storms through the Great Lakes. Sierra snow out west, a June feel from the plains all the way down to the Gulf. And on Monday, the Boston Marathon, mostly sunny. Temperatures by the end, about 66 degrees. Our stage manager, Joseph Herzog, getting ready to run it. Go, yo, go, yo, go, go, yo, yo. There you go. All right. That's it. 6 degrees of Hoda. Hoda just came back from New Orleans. Katie Couric, you're going to New Orleans.
I'm going to New Orleans this morning for a wedding.
Look
our friends,
that.
The Lindsays. So.
Oh, yeah.
Carson! Carson! That's yours, Carson. Carson! 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 Boa him! There you go.
Look at that. We got our good friend Katie Couric.
These days.
Didn't you miss this? Don't you miss
I do. It's fun. It's fun.
Right,
great to see you.
We're going to talk about your new project, Katie, in just a bit, shining a light on an event that happened in American history. But first, this is Today on NBC.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You can start your day off right when you find a professional on Angie to get your plumbing right first. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome back. It has been nearly 30 years since America experienced one of its worst terror attacks, the bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City.
A new documentary produced by our good friend Katie Couric explores the events that led up to it and the fight against homegrown terrorists that now stands.
Well, we'll talk to Katie and a family member of two of the victims in just a moment. But first, a look back at that fateful day.
I think it's been a difficult morning to take for people all across the country.
Nearly 30 years ago, a terrorist bomb shattered the early morning calm of downtown Oklahoma City.
People were just getting out covered with blood and just stunned.
On April 19th, 1995, former soldier and Gulf War veteran Timothy McVeigh ignited a truck bomb outside the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building, killing 168 people, including 19 children.
There was a daycare center in the federal courthouse complex. We know that a number of children were hurt.
To this day, the massive blast remains the deadliest act of domestic terrorism in U.S. history. Shortly after the bombing, McVeigh and his co-conspirator, Terry Nichols, were arrested and charged. McVeigh later received the death penalty and was executed in 2001, while Nichols was sentenced to life in prison. Their actions affecting the lives of so many victims and their families, including Kathy Sanders, who lost her two young grandsons, Colton and Chase Smith. Katie Couric sat down with Sanders at the Oklahoma City National Memorial on the fifth anniversary of the bombing.
Well, I know you haven't visited this site in quite a while. Mm-hmm. Looking at it now, what are your thoughts?
It's very important to us. Losing two children as we did, that they not be forgotten.
Your two grandsons were so darling. Every time I see a photo of them, it just breaks my heart in two.
To me, this is the way of the world reaching out to love us, and I do so appreciate it.
Years later, the two women are now exploring the lasting impact of the attack in a new HBO documentary titled An American Bombing, The Road to April 19th. Sanders' life forever changed beyond measure.
Every April 19th is bittersweet. I remember exactly what I was doing that morning.
And Kathy Sanders is with us this morning, along with Katie, who is the executive producer of An American Bombing, The Road to April 19th. Ladies, good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Thank
Kathy,
you.
I mean, no matter how many years pass, mm-hmm. it's so searing to see those darling little boys, mm-hmm. your grandsons. What does this anniversary mean for you? What do you go through as you process these events?
Well, the anniversary is always bittersweet to me. You know, it's hurtful. I lost my grandchildren, but it's nice to have them remembered. That's what happens when you have children, that you lose children. You want to have them remembered.
Katie, you interviewed Kathy multiple times over the years, and you guys clearly have a connection, but it went beyond an interview. You wanted to take this to another level.
Yeah, you know, I was one of the first people Kathy and her daughter Edie spoke to.
You were the first.
The first. And obviously, I was so drawn to them and to the story. It was the first huge monumental event like that I had ever covered. With all those innocent people, 168 innocent people, 19 little children in the daycare center, which was just crushing, obviously, to cover, not to mention to have somebody, you know, your loved ones involved. And I went back on the one-year anniversary. I went back when the memorial was open. So you do form a real bond with people. You know, we cover so many stories and so many tragedies. But to be able to follow something and to follow Kathy and the amazing things she's done and the way she has healed through her compassion and humanity and grace and other family members as well, it's been really life-affirming to cover this story, even though it was such a tragedy.
How did you get to that place, Kathy? I was reading more about you this morning, and, and I read that you feel that you have forgiven Timothy McVeigh, for example. What was that process for you?
Okay, forgiveness is a process. It's not an event. Mm-hmm. It doesn't just happen overnight. But it's the biggest gift you can give yourself. You know, to harbor bitterness and hatred, anger in your heart's like drinking poison and expecting the enemy to die. Mm-hmm. It does you no good.
What does this documentary reveal that we don't already know about the events?
Well, I think it really focuses, obviously, on families and their stories, but it's juxtaposed against a whole series of events that led up to April 19th, 1995 in Oklahoma City. It really weaves together these white power groups and right-wing extremism and how it grew and festered and metastasized really like a cancer, and how sort of it's really fascinating. But this was planned in 1983, right?
They
focused on the federal building, the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. And it just shows how these groups grew and have become even more powerful today. And the way that the challenges government has in terms of dealing with them, because in dealing with them, they often exacerbate the problem and create more anti-government sentiment and fervor. So it's really a fascinating look at all these forces that came together.
And very relevant today.
I remember after the bombing, when I began to investigate, and we talk about that in the documentary, but I gave an interview. I was telling people, you know, it's not going to be too many years that when I tell people I lost my grandchildren in the bombing, they'll say, which one? And it is, because it started out as a underground fringe movement, and what was once hidden in the alleys now on the main street.
We've got
a problem.
And Bill Clinton even said it's gone mainstream, this hate. And it's something that we really need to be aware of and keep an eye on, especially now that the country is more polarized than ever. It was also interesting to see how these right-wing extremists take advantage of disenfranchised, vulnerable people like veterans, like Timothy McVeigh, or during the farming crisis in the early 80s, they descended on these people, a lot of farmers who lost things, and they became radicalized as a result.
Wow. Much to learn from history, and it is unfortunately very, very relevant as we continue today. Katie and Kathy, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And we should mention this documentary premieres April 16th on HBO, and it will be available to stream on Max. We're back in a moment. This is Today on NBC.
Welcome back. When Austin Von Lettkemann walks down the street, he gets a lot of attention, mostly because he's got four adorable daughters in tow.
Well, Austin recently went viral for a video he posted on social media voicing frustration with people who don't seem to understand it is actually amazing to be a girl dad. So they're here. We're going to talk to the entire family, but first a little bit of the backstory. Austin Von Lettkemann is a military intelligence officer at Fort Cavazos in Texas. In his free time, Austin is a content creator with more than 1.9 million followers.
I need two volunteers.
He's a big, burly guy with tattoos up and down his arms. He's also a girl dad.
I love having girls. I love being a girl dad.
Austin's daughters are 9-year-old Aubriella, 8-year-old Gracelyn, 6-year-old Everly, and 2-year-old Linnea. He says every time he goes out with his girls, people approach him and make one comment. They say, I'm sorry.
All my kids can speak and understand English. They know what you're saying. Hurts their feelings. I'm not sorry that I have daughters.
He's a dad who's ready to stand up for his little girls.
Funniest thing is if you ask them why, they immediately get very uncomfortable. Why are you sorry? What are you getting at here? I actually had one person get mad at me one time for asking why. Don't ask me silly goose questions, and I won't give you silly goose questions.
Austin worries that his daughters will internalize those I'm sorrys and think less of themselves just for being girls.
There's nothing to feel sorry about. And it really is very hurtful to my daughters. So if you meet me in person and you see them, please stop doing that.
Austin says his girls are intelligent, funny, strong-willed, and sweet. And he wouldn't want his family any other way.
If I had a fifth child, I'd hope it was a girl.
Yeah, I mean, amen. All the girls said amen. Yeah. Austin is here along with his wife, Kate, and their four beautiful girls, Aubriella, Gracie, Everly, and Linnea. Good morning, ladies. Morning. And gent. Uh-huh. Do you want to say who's who here, Kate?
This is Everly, Gracelyn, Aubriella, and Linnea.
Nice.
So are you surprised, Austin, the attention that this guy... I mean, you have almost 2 million followers. Yeah. You're kind of a big deal already.
But this I think you have more than we do,
yes,
for sure.
You actually do. But this is like, this struck a chord.
Yeah.
Well, it was outside the realm of what I normally make videos about, you know, because a lot of what I do is like military humor, you know, maybe some inspirational or leadership content. And so I just made this video because it was... In that day specifically, I can't remember what the person said, but somebody said something to me. It happens so frequently at this point, and I made a video about it because it's hurtful. We've seen their faces, like when people say this kind of stuff, they clearly register it. And so I made that video, and not expecting it to do what it did.
I'm sure, like you said, a lot of people say it. I was looking on feeds, and I saw someone saying it at a concert. It's that that's kind of normal. But there was a point where you said that's not cool. Mm-hmm. Did your daughter say something to you, or did you just say to yourself, "I don't want them hearing this kind of stuff"?
Yeah, it was Kate that they said something to. For me, I just notice, their faces, they get kind of down when people say stuff like that. And, that's what I noticed.
What did you think, Kate, when people say, I mean, it's just sort of a dumb, corny old, girls.
It's dated.
But I mean, so I'm sure no harm is intended.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what did you think when you'd hear it?
So it's hard because obviously no harm's intended, right? But at the same time, I want to teach my daughters to stand up for themselves. Yeah. And I could tell that the way their face would drop when people kept, on and on. I mean, we get it a lot, So we decided to start saying something back.
But it's early and you guys are from the central time. It's even earlier for you.
Aubriella, when you saw your dad's video, what did you think?
I thought it was cool.
You did? You thought it was cool? How come?
Because my dad noticed how we were feeling. Aww. And he felt sorry.
Did you feel that way? Were you like, why are they saying that?
Why do you think they were saying that?
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know either.
It doesn't make any sense at all. Mm-hmm. So what's your message, Austin? Yeah. I mean, having four girls is quite fabulous. It sounds like you're up for a fifth. I don't know. We'll have to talk to Kate about that.
Yeah, I'd say my message is to register that when you're saying something, especially in the presence of children, they don't understand humor. They don't understand the sarcasm, right? And so they're taking what you're saying as exactly what you're saying.
Well, what do you love about being a girl dad? Let's turn it.
I love, if I'm laid up on the couch, if I'm sick, at some point in the day, four different little girls have snuggled me, they're just sweet. They come over, hug me. They're just so excited to see me at the end of the day. And the dresses, right?
Yeah.
The cute little dresses. I love everything about it.
Gracelyn, do you like having a famous dad? You think it's pretty cool? All right. How about you, Everly? You do. Well, we want to thank y'all for waking up super early to hang out with us.
Love.
And we're so happy about the message you're sending. It's super cool.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
All right. Well, you can find more of their story on our website, today.com.
We're back in a moment. But first, this is Today on NBC.
We have to get to some birthdays.
Oh, good.
Absolutely. Let's end the week strong. We got the nice Smucker's jars ready to spin. First one up, a happy 100th birthday to Rose Delmonico from Scottsdale, Arizona. This Italian native spends her free time crocheting baby blankets for charity. George Straussman from Great Neck, New York is 100. Carson, you'll love this. A secret to longevity? Cold beer every
day. Let's go. I'm going to live a long time.
Okay. Happy 100th birthday to Gertrude Spezia of Winter Park, Florida. Loves cooking Italian food for her large family. Yoli Nicoletti of Rockland County is 100. She says the secret to longevity, being surrounded by family.
Yeah.
Happy 100th birthday to Omar Jensen. Oh, okay. Hailing from Rochester, New York, Omar
was a special agent with the FBI for 25 years. That's cool. And last but not least, happy 100th birthday to Harry Howlwasser from Boca Raton, Florida. A World War II veteran has a sweet secret to longevity. 2 bowls of vanilla ice cream a day. And we thank you for your service.
That's nice.
Do you, Harry?
Yeah.
I love
always
that.
Surprised by the secrets to longevity.
I like it. Whatever they are, they're working.
It's always good. You know, it's ice cream and bourbon.
Ice cream and laughter.
Gratitude.
All right. Mr. Oker coming up in just a few minutes on the third hour. We're going to tackle your biggest questions when it comes to treating those annoying spring allergies.
Later on the fourth hour, we'll have a lot more from our 5-year celebration in New Orleans. The party rolls on.
Never ends.
Never ends.
Why should it?
Spring break.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.